ChatGPT, your child's new classmate. Arno Jansen van Vuren, managing director of FutureWise. Back in the day, which is really only a few short years ago, students studied in analog, think dog-eared textbooks, handwritten notes, Google search, and maybe a text or two to an overachieving friend. Today, many learners are turning to something far more advanced, artificial intelligence. In particular, large language models like ChatGPT are fast becoming study companions for a new generation of learners. From drafting essays to summarizing chapters, checking maths problems and brainstorming science projects, ChatGPT and similar tools are rapidly and dramatically redefining how young people approach their studies. But are these tools boosting learning, or replacing it? As the world celebrates Youth Month, Arno Jansen van Vuren, managing director at education insurance provider FutureWise, believes that it's worth asking, what does the advent of AI mean for education in South Africa, and how can parents guide their children to use it in a way that supports, rather than shortcuts, the growth? We often refer to today's children as digital natives. But more accurately, they're becoming AI natives, growing up with tools that can generate ideas, write essays, and respond almost like a human, he says. While some schools moved quickly to ban these tools, particularly early on, enforcing those restrictions outside the classroom is nearly impossible. AI is evolving faster than regulatory policy can catch up, and it's not going anywhere. These tools are advancing so rapidly, we can't predict what they'll look like even a few months from now. As parents, we have a key role to play in helping children build healthy, responsible habits around these tools, so that they learn with AI, not from it. The good, study support at their fingertips. Used correctly, AI can be a powerful learning ally. It can help students break down complex concepts, rephrase difficult topics, and provide practice questions or writing prompts. For children who are too shy to ask questions in class, or who struggle to stay focused during traditional study methods, it can be a game changer. What's more, it's available 24/7, making it a consistent resource during late-night cramming sessions or weekend revision. The bad, over-reliance and lost thinking skills. If students start relying on ChatGPT to do the thinking for them, critical skills can fall away. Generative AI tools don't understand topics. They predict words based on patterns, so learners might copy answers without grasping the meaning. Over time, this can erode confidence and creativity. Think of AI like a calculator, says Jansen van Vuren. It's great for speeding things up once you know the process, but if you use it before you've mastered the basics, you risk losing the ability to solve problems yourself. The dangerous, misinformation, privacy and bias. While ChatGPT can sound convincing, it isn't always accurate. It can generate false information, and because it draws from data across the internet, it can reflect biases or stereotypes. There are also privacy concerns, says Jansen van Vuren. Children may unknowingly share personal information while chatting with AI bots, unaware that this data can be stored or used to train future models. He says that parents should remind children never to input personal details and to always verify AI-generated facts using trusted sources. So what can parents do? The answer isn't to ban these tools, it's to build understanding, says Jansen van Vuren. Start by using AI tools with your child. Explore how prompts work, and compare AI responses with information from their school materials. Encourage questions like, how did you get that answer? Or, can you explain it in another way? Discuss ethical use. When is it okay to use AI for help, and when does it cross into cheating? Help your child see that the goal is to learn, not just submit the perfect assignment. And if you're not sure how to start these conversations, resources like the FutureWise Learning Hub are designed to help. The hub includes interactive tools that promote digital and emotional literacy, from online safety to academic support, and offers practical ways for parents and children to navigate technology together. Preparing for the future of learning. AI isn't going away. In fact, as it becomes more entrenched in society, It will inevitably be a major part of how today's learners study, work and problem solve throughout their lives. Teaching children how to use it wisely is part of future-proofing their success. As technology evolves, so must our parenting. Our job isn't to shield kids from innovation, but to help them use it safely and meaningfully. With the right tools and support, parents can turn AI from a threat into a learning advantage. Ends. Author at Arno Jansen van Vuren, FutureWise Plus posts bio at Arno Jansen van Vuren, FutureWise hash Malongui dash disabled dash link report reveals kids get devices at 3. Here's how to keep them safe online at Arno Jansen van Vuren, FutureWise hash Malongui dash disabled dash link why needs matched insurance is ready for take dash off at Arno Jansen van Vuren, FutureWise hash Malongui dash disabled dash link they 2 pot lid is lifted, and providing for education is a priority for South Africans. Share on your socials.